The distance is variable. The movement centrifugal. The path predetermined. Sometimes. By the winds and the waves. You can leave home for all sorts of reasons.
Abdel and Mouloud live in France.
Météo France, avec Anna Véo.
France, population 62,900,000. Immigrants, 4,800,000. Foreigners, 3,450,000. The number of Algerians is estimated at 600,000 or 700,000.
Abdel and Mouloud come from Algeria. They've kept their nationality. They are foreigners.
Ça vous donne pas l'impression d'être étranger?
On est des étrangers, mais on sent pas comme des.
But they don't feel foreign.
On sent comme chez nous.
Tu es toujours étranger.
Non, mais dans l'ensemble. Le papier, on est étranger.
They feel quite at home.
Mais quand on sort chez eux, dehors et tout ça, c'est comme chez nous.
Abdel and Mouloud are growing old.
Ici, ou non.
In a hostel.
On n'a pas.
Outside Paris.
On est en train de vieillir bien. On a un petit meuble, on a un petit lit, on a un petit frigo, une petite table des chaises, une petite cuisine, douche, tout. On vit dans un confort de 20, 22 mètres carrés, c'est très bien. Voilà.
22 square meters.
Et la grande télé,
everything the heart desires.
En principe, ça doit marcher.
A telly.
C'est trop fort, vous.
Growing old in a hostel for migrant workers.
C'est-à-dire l'étranger. Mouhajiri. En arabe, exactement. C'est les étrangers chez nous. On ne dit pas immigré. On dit mouhajiri. En vrai arabe. Mouhajiri, lui, c'est ça. C'est un des immigrés.
Il n'est pas un mot immigré.
Vous savez dans le temps comment on dit l'immigré? Qui c'est? Et les oiseaux.
In their language.
Je suis libre.
There's no word for migrant.
Comment un oiseau qui vole, il va où ce qu'il veut. Tu vois?
The only migrants are birds.
Blue-tipped. Blackbird. Starling. The journey can start anywhere. Flycatcher. Go anywhere. Wagtail. The traveller might be you. Butcher bird. Or me. Oreo. Swallow.
Magda, Marta, Daniel and the others come from Poland. They'd like to go back. But it's hard there for young people now. Because they have dreams. Magda, Marta, Daniel and the others live in Ireland.
And now the time is coming up to 1:08. RTE Radio 1 weather with Dimplex Home Heating. Whatever the weather, you'll stay warm with Dimplex. Energy efficient solutions from Dimplex, today and every day.
Republic of Ireland. Population 4 million. Legal immigrants 400,000. 160,000 are Poles. Most have come since Poland joined the European Union in 2004. As EU citizens, they have the right to work.
Magda, Marta, Daniel and the others sometimes meet in the street after work.
My name is Magda. I'm 24 years old.
They are all quite young.
My name is Mar Małgorzata. I'm 25 years old.
My name is Kasia, I come from Warsaw and I'm 27 years old.
My name is Marta, I'm 27 years old.
My name is Isabella, I'm 28.
My name is Teresa and I'm 23.
Attention please, the bus from Galway via Athlone has arrived. Also passengers travelling to Sligo, boarding at gate 3 for Longford Rooski.
Daniel is 16.
I'm here with my family, with my mom, brother and sister, because we had some problem with my father, and it's a better job for my mom.
The others came for all sorts of reasons. Mostly it was to find work.
Polska w tej chwili jest na rozdrożu.
If they'd found good jobs in Poland, they'd never have left.
10 lat, żeby osiągnąć
the situation is not good.
Taki poziom gospodarczy, taki to może nie, przynajmniej w połowie.
Perhaps it will improve.
Tak jak jest w Irlandii, natomiast
perhaps their children can live there.
As a family to Carrickmacross, this service will be departing at 4:15. That's Carrickmacross and Monaghan bus station. This service will be departing at 4:15.
When they came, they knew nothing of Ireland.
In Poland, we don't learn so much about Irish history. And I suppose that when I come here, it will be similar to West Europe. And when I come here, I see that it's completely different.
They soon felt at home. Even though everything is different.
Irish culture, dancing. Irish dancing, Irish beer, Irish pubs, Irish language, which is not spoken anymore. Irish.
Yes, they soon felt at home.
Color green.
Even though it's so different.
When I came here, I'm feeling like in Poland. I think it is the matter of people.
Attention please, ladies and gentlemen, passengers traveling to 1545 service in Sligo. This service is now boarding at gate 3, serving Longford.
From time to time I miss very much Polish summer.
And also Polish winter.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I love snow, so I miss Polish winter, really. With a lot of snow.
I miss my family only.
When I think of Poland, says Marta, I think of my mother. Then I think of the fruit trees, the horses, the cows, the chickens, the birds. And I want to go back.
Some travel by day, others by night. Their eyes are sharp. They can see through clouds. Sun, moon, and stars are their compass. Rivers, coastlines, and mountains their map. Their sense of direction is uncanny. Their sense of time, a mystery.
I did it. Sini kim tutu yor ushum seninje. Sini kim yakiyor. I did it.
The past is what you leave behind.
Vergangenheit ist vielleicht die Kindheit. Vergangen ist auch etwas, was auch da gelassen werden soll, also nicht nochmal aufgerollt werden soll.
The present is now.
Was, der Augenblick halt einfach. Zukunft ist einfach das für mich, was noch kommt und was man nicht einschätzen kann.
The future, the unknown. Özlem is 17.
Ich bin im Ismim Özlem Aktaş. Und jede Jahrstunde im Buddha-Dodum.
She was born in Germany.
Yeah, bin wir Muslimin.
Radio Multikulti.
Hallo?
Hallo?
Germany.
In Europe?
Çok teşekkürler.
Population 82,450,000. Immigrants 6,800,000. Turkish immigrants, an estimated 2,200,000.
Muslim's parents come from Turkey.
Heimat?
Homeland. I'd like to say Turkey, but
schwer. Also ich würde schon auf einer Seite Türkei sagen, aber...
I don't want to live there.
Ich würde da nicht leben wollen.
Zu Hause?
Ja, Familie. Da, wo meine Familie ist.
Home is where your family is.
She is small. Black hair. Dark eyes. She doesn't have an accent.
Mein Name ist Özlem Aktaş, heißt auf Deutsch übersetzt Sehnsucht Weißstein. Ak ist weiß und Tasch ist Stein.
Özlem means nostalgia.
Belonging.
Zugehören.
When you feel accepted.
Wenn man akzeptiert wird. Dazu auch, wenn man anders ist, tolerant.
Ausländer?
Andere Kultur, würde ich sagen.
Foreign, when you're outside.
She is Muslim.
Ich bin Muslim.
Özlem's mother came here as a child, with her mother. She worked in a factory, the grandmother.
Bir, iki, üç, dört, beş, altı, yedi, sekiz, dokuz, on, on bir, on iki, on üç, on dört, on beş, on acht, neun, zehn,
she never learned German.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
She meant to go back.
Sie wollte, glaube ich, sogar gar nicht richtig hier leben, sondern halt erstmal arbeiten.
But 2 years became 5.
Also sie ist ja auch hier gestorben. Also sie ist dann hier geblieben.
And 5 forever.
Wo ist denn der? So.
Some of Özlem's friends are Turkish. Others are German. Or Polish. Or Greek.
Man muss da schon ein bisschen aufpassen. Also
but you have to be careful. Things are stricter for Turkish girls.
Meine Mutter will zum Beispiel wissen, mit wem und wo. Und ja, ich sag dann halt wann, und wenn mein Vater halt arbeitet, dann holt er uns halt ab und dann bringt er uns wieder nach Hause.
Her mother always wants to know where she's going, who she's with. Her father picks her up, drives her home. Her father is a geologist. He couldn't find work, so he drives a taxi.
Also a devil in a midnight mass, he prayed behind stained glass, a memory of Sunday class, resurrected from the past.
Yes, you'd probably think she was German.
Wahrscheinlich würde man sagen, dass ich Deutsche bin. Also ich bin ja hier geboren und hier aufgewachsen und habe eine deutsche Staatsangehörigkeit und so. Kann sogar besser Deutsch als Türkisch.
And it's not that she feels foreign here. It's where she was born. She's a German citizen. She speaks German much better than Turkish.
Aber ich würde auch eigentlich gerne woanders, also später vielleicht woanders leben.
No. It's not that she feels foreign here. But later on, she'd like to live somewhere else. In some other country.
Swift. Duck. Teal. Wild goose. Purple heron. Yes. Egret. You can leave home for all sorts of reasons. Crane. Falcon. Stork.
So, Abdel is Algerian.
Oui, je suis Algérien, oui.
He came to France when he was 19. After the war in Algeria.
Quand je suis venu ici, j'avais à peine 19 ans, moi, quand je suis venu en France. Depuis ce temps-là jusqu'à aujourd'hui, je suis encore là en France.
When he got out of jail.
58. L'armée m'a mis en prison pendant 6 mois. Quand je suis sorti de prison, je suis venu en France. On était tous pour la FLN et non pas pour.
He supported the FLN, so they put him in jail.
Et quand je suis sorti, je suis venu ici. Et puis depuis, je suis là.
And when he got out, he came here. He's still here. He comes from a little village by the sea. There was no work at home, so he came here. When he went to the factory, when he heard the machines, he felt lost.
Quand je suis venu ici, les premiers temps, j'étais dépaysé, madame. Parce que je sors d'un petit village plutôt touristique. Et quand je suis venu ici, vraiment, quand je suis rentré à l'usine, j'entends toutes les machines et tout, j'étais complètement perdu.
He still doesn't know where the sun rises, where the sun sets.
Et même, je vous dis, quand je sors le matin et le soir, je ne sais même pas d'où il sort le soleil, où est-ce qu'il se couche.
For 50 years he worked in the factory. Now he's retired. Lives in a hostel. From migrant workers who didn't want to go home. Some people have never been back. Not even once in 50 years.
Bon, ils sont là depuis 50 ou 60 ans, ils n'ont jamais reparti chez eux. Au départ, il y a l'argent, on travaille, l'argent, on travaille. Mais celui qui ne fait pas attention, cet argent, il le dépense, il le dépense, il le dépense. Arrive un certain temps, il se trouve vieux, sans sous, ni femme, ni enfant.
They stayed on for the money.
Ça le travaille dans la tête.
But the money,
ça travaille les gens dans la tête.
They spent it. Then they were old.
Qu'est-ce qu'on وحدك?
No money.
وحدك مخمم.
No family.
ما عندك تقول ما حد ني حبيبني ما عندك ني حبيبني والو. C'est ça la solitude.
We always knew we could end up alone, says Abdel.
They fly fast, some close to the ground, others so high you can't see them, some in straight lines, others in clusters, sometimes in V's. They are friendly, chatter as they go. They rarely travel alone.
Under the dark autumn sky, she stands, staring at her feet, wondering where her grandmother, grandfather, friends, neighbors have all gone.
She comes from Somalia.
Magaca Saida Mohamed.
Her name is Saidu.
Magaca Saida wa Saida wa af Arabiya Saida wa nharisa ma quruh.
A citizen of Finland.
It's Saida. It's Arabic meaning, so it means like happy, beautiful. I'm 29, soon will be 30. Muslim. I'm single. And original from Somalia. But I'm also Finnish citizenship, but so.
Finland.
Liikkuvien äänestäjien merkitys kasvaa tulevaisuudessa. Näin uskoo arvovaltainen paneeli, joka tänään ruoti viime presidentinvaalien ratkaisua. Epävarmat äänestäjät tuottavat puolueelle harmaita hiuksia jo kerran eduskuntavaaleissa,
sillä yhä harvempi äänestäjä on varma. 4,704. This figure does not include Somalis who have taken Finnish nationality. In Finland, it is illegal to keep a record of ethnic background.
But in Finland, you're always an immigrant.
I don't consider that I'm a Finn, even though I'm a Finnish citizenship. But I feel myself who I am. And I feel immigrant.
She came here alone. She was 15. When civil war broke out in Somalia.
When I came in Finland, I was not planning to come to Finland. I came in a teenage here and I'm alone. I have to do everything just by myself and to take responsibility with everything, so it's not easy. And my parents, my family, they live around Europe. In England, Switzerland, in Dubai, Sweden, Finland, they're all around the world. No one now in Somalia.
Foreigner
is a person outside.
Exile.
Me.
Homeland.
Finland.
Home.
Somalia.
Loneliness.
Finland.
Belonging.
I could say that Finland as well.
Saidu is a nurse. Works for the Finnish League of Human Rights. Rents a small flat.
It's South Helsinki. It's not bad. But it's not good as, I mean, center of Helsinki or somewhere.
She's happy, she says. Happy enough.
Well, how can I say? Of course I'm happy because I'm healthy and I have a job. Always there is something missing in a life, but I'm happy.
She looks around, can hardly recognize the street, footpath, trees, fields, houses, the secret places in the garden, places meant for playing hide and seek.
No, it's not that she doesn't like Finland.
There is always good and bad things in every culture.
Finland is quiet.
Finland is very quiet. Yeah. I mean, quiet.
And she doesn't like quiet. No. She won't stay in Finland.
My future. I'm not planning to live the rest of my life in Finland because everyone got a dream, so who knows?
She'll go somewhere else.
To live, I mean, where you feel always home. That's, I mean, something that I wish.
After 15 years, she still doesn't feel at home.
Your color is different. You cannot feel that home is here because that's what people, they see.
How can she?
Yeah.
Golden plover. Tern. Guillemot. Penguin. Cormorant. Mutton bird. Petrel. Albatross.
Natasha.
Ich heiße Natasha Maroschewitz.
39 years old.
Und ich bin 39 Jahre alt geworden.
Single.
Verheiratet bin ich nicht. Kinder habe ich nicht.
No children. From Bosnia.
Woher ich komme, ist für mich die schwierigste Frage, weil einfach ich mich einfach irgendwo doch reduziert fühle.
She lives in Austria.
Stanica mi, bolna legnala. Stanica mi, bolna tugo.
Austria. Population 8,256,000. Foreigners 9.8%. Mostly from former Yugoslavia. 95,000 from Bosnia.
Natasha had to leave Bosnia. She couldn't bear living in fear. So she left. Overnight, the destruction of Babylon. She had no place in former Yugoslavia. She belonged to no one.
Man wollte uns über Nacht zeigen, dass, ja, eine babylonische Zerstörung notwendig ist, dass...
So she left.
Actually, nothing happened to me. I managed to get out of town before they arrested my yellow silk shirt and took up my long skirt with a bayonet. I say, nothing much happened to me, but...
The journey was long. Endless. In Belgrade, a new passport.
Natasha Maroševac. Natasha.
A phone call to Austria.
Natasha zove Nordpol Anton.
And she left.
Theodor Anton Siegfried Obmittenhackl. Anna. Und Maroševac Marta Anton Robert Otto.
Left.
Siegfried Emil Victor.
Without saying goodbye. Her parents stayed on. They thought that the war wouldn't last. And then, it was too late.
Und dann, irgendwann mal ist dann zu spät.
I go about my daily life quite happily, but in my dreams I'm trying to escape, but everything hurts so much that I cannot move.
Stanika, smajku zboreše.
She still dreams that she's packing her bag.
Es war wirklich schwierig, Entscheidung zu treffen, was nimmt man mit.
She's putting more and more in.
Primär war, was ist wichtig, wenn weggehst. Ach, ich hätte gern so vieles mitgenommen. Eigentlich, das war auch nicht so wichtig.
Books, letters, a shell. Silly little things. There's always something she forgets.
Ich träume immer noch, wie ich Koffer einpacke. In meinem Haus, wo ich aufgewachsen bin. Und ich immer zu wenig einpacke. Und weil ich an gewissen Erinnerungen hänge, Kleinigkeiten, Bücher, Briefe.
Then suddenly, it's too late. And she can't get away. There was a time when she thought she would never go back. Then she thought, yes, I must.
Wusste, dass ich nie wieder zurück will. Das war meine Entscheidung. Dann gab es Zeiten, wo ich dachte, eigentlich doch. Vielleicht sind die Menschen wirklich wie Elefanten und mindestens vor Tod gehen sie dorthin, wo sie auf die Welt gekommen sind oder wo sie geboren sind.
Perhaps people are like elephants. They go back to where they were born before they die. The family home is still there. Yes, the house is still there. But the family is not.
Das Haus steht noch. Ja. Das Haus steht, aber wir sind nicht da. Ja.
Sparrow. Pelican. Goose. Cuckoo. Nightingale.
Some touch down for a moment before the end of the journey, in quiet, safe places where they can rest. Woods, meadows, lakes.
Flamingo.
Marshes.
Crane. Kittiwake. Blue throat.
Malika, 55 years old, married, one daughter, from Chechnya.
In Chechen, for foreigner, we say
Hirsek.
It's an awful word.
Hirsek.
It means
Opsitrol.
Stranger in a strange land.
But that's how she wants to feel.
Tak, ja sama czuję, ale to nie jest wina Polaków.
Because she'd rather be at home.
Ja sama to chcę. Ja sama to czuję. Czuję dlatego, że ja chcę być doma.
She lives in Poland.
Home
Daimok.
In Chechen means
ojczyzna przodków.
Land of our fathers.
Ojczyzna ojca w takim dokładnym tłumaczeniu. Daimok.
It's the meaning of our life.
Tak my nazywamy naszą ziemię. To jest sens życia.
Poland. Population 38 million. Immigrants 300,000. Refugees 5,000 or 6,000, mostly from Chechnya.
Malika works in a center for refugees. Another word that's not in their language.
Nie ma w tłumaczeniu, co znaczy z czeczeńskiego uchodźca.
Refugee is an awful word too. She's not a refugee.
Strasznie nienawidzę to słowo. W ogóle jest słowo obrażające.
Just someone who can't live at home.
Dlatego wmawiam sobie cały czas, że nie jestem uchodźcą.
To na słowa ziemia moja drobiła. Daimok nam.
Home is Chechnya.
The past is Chechnya.
Dziwne, ale powiem, że przeszłość to jest Czeczenia.
The present, Chechnya.
Teraźniejszość, Czeczenia.
The future, Chechnya.
Przyszłość, Czeczenia. Józa anaga deeshna.
If I die,
kelhisima motu.
Do not think that I have given up.
Ya khasuq dunyana. Erkhchuno qasugur.
For I shall return.
Bir bu ihanal as. Isme atulam baqurbu. Poezia.
Singing.
Die kurdu as.
Khazos vere yerjayela.
Malik means angel. When she was a baby in the cradle, someone said, "You must call her Malika." She had blonde hair, blue eyes. Her skin was white. Her mother told her this story. Malika was born in Kazakhstan. Her parents were deported for 13 years. They came back in 1958.
Уродилом ще в депортації, коли мої родичі були депортовані. У Сумі 13 лет родичі вручили в 58-му року до Чечені.
Back to their village, to the house, the fruit trees.
Ну, вёска, кожен чечен ма.
The family graves.
Два місця заміщання в Чечені. Родинна вёска і столиця Грозне.
Every Chechen has two places in his life, a village and Grozny.
Inside the well, you see darkness and walls. Inside your heart, too.
To jest Grozny, stolica Czeczenii przed wojną. Grozny.
It used to be a beautiful city, Grozny.
Biblioteka,
the library,
imieni Czechowa,
Lenin Square,
Plac Lenina, tak się nazywał wtedy, Pałac Prezydencki, cyrk,
the President's Palace,
ulica Klary Cetkin,
the circus,
Kidze, i to jest teatr dramatyczny. Nostalgia. Piękne miasto było.
Now it's just ruins, rubble.
A teraz to wszystko jest w gruzach.
Only the memory is left.
Nas Czeczeni się witają i żegnają się. Marsz oil.
Come free.
Idź wolny.
Live free.
Marsz oil.
Live free.
Żyj wolny. Bądź wolny.
Go free. These are the greetings in Chechnya.
She hasn't been back for 10 years. She doesn't want to die in a strange land.
I strasznie się boję, że boję się umrzeć w obcym kraju. Bardzo bym tego nie chciała. Nie wiem, czy Allah będzie tak łaskawy do mnie i nie wiem, nikt tego nie wie.
At home, a rooster used to crow every morning.
Bardzo często mama moja śpiewała.
At home, her mother sang a song when she was very sad. We didn't like her to be sad, but we loved the song.
Some travel great distances. The Arctic turned from the North Pole to the South. The Australian petrel from the Antipodes to beyond the Bering Straits. The albatross circles the world, borne on the winds. Even penguins migrate on the waves.
In the hostel outside Paris, it is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The light is drawing in around Abdel and Mouloud. The prophet says,
à Mohamed, il a dit, tout pays qui te donne à manger, c'est ton pays. Donc, on a travaillé ici, on a grandi ici, on a mangé ici. Tout pays qui te donne à boire et à manger, c'est ton pays.
The country which gives you food and shelter is your country.
Bah ouais.
We've worked
parce
here.
On a vu quelques 50 ou 60 ans ici, c'est notre pays.
Grown old here.
Si on regarde.
Exact.
Been here for 50 or 60 years, this is our country, says Abdel.
Il veut un coup.
Il veut boire un coup, il a soif, le vieux.
Mouloud thinks he'll have a pasty.
Tu veux boire un coup, madame, non? Pour qu'il y ait un café? Un café, si vous voulez, je te fais un café.
Non, un verre
de... Perhaps I'd like one, too.
Oui.
The immigrant, the refugee, is not born.
C'est la vie, c'est la vie, c'est comme ça.
Nor does he die.
Ça va?
He is there forever. It will soon be winter.